It's the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Some of you may still be listening from home alongside your pets. For many of us, they've become our closest coworkers over the last year of the pandemic. Or maybe you're driving and we're sad to have left your pup alone for the day. What are they doing? What are they thinking? Do they miss us when we leave? If they could talk, what would they say? A speech-language pathologist from Aurora, Illinois, has gotten a bit closer to having these types of conversations with her dog. Christina Hunger taught her Australian Shepherd and Catahoula mix, Stella, to speak using large buttons on the floor that Stella can press with her paws. Look, 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 like a toddler. Come outside, were the buttons Stella was pressing in that video. Christina has written about the experience teaching her dog to talk in her new book called How Stella Learned to Talk. She also has strategies for how to try this with your dog if you want to. Christina, thanks for being with us today on the 21st.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number. Does your dog have a way of communicating with you? Even if it's as simple as, you know, standing by the door when it's time to go out, we want to hear about it. 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. So, Christina, can we start? How did Stella come into your life?
Yes. So a few years ago, I had just moved in with my boyfriend then, my husband now. And we were really excited starting our lives together and wanted to get a dog. So my family dog from growing up had just recently passed away. And I was really excited that I was at the stage of life where, you know, we were grown up adults and could have a dog if we wanted to. So we initially thought we were going to rescue an older dog from a shelter. And that's all we were really looking for. But nothing had really worked out in that area. And then we happened to find an ad for Stella's litter of puppies on Craigslist and found her there.
So how do you get from adopting a new dog to being inspired to try and teach your dog to speak using the buttons? Where did this idea come to you?
It all came from the work that I was doing every day as a speech therapist. So I worked with a lot of children who used communication devices to talk, kids with different disabilities and disorders where they weren't able to functionally communicate with verbal speech. And so when I saw Stella, just within a couple days of bringing her home, I kept thinking about how there's so much research that dogs can understand words. And she was already communicating in so many ways similar to toddlers right before they start talking. So I just wondered, you know, if she had a way to say words that wasn't verbal speech, if she had a device that said different words, would she be able to learn to use them? So it was just really this curiosity and this passion for my field that drove this whole experiment.
Can you talk about the mechanics of it? How do you come up, you know, get the buttons, decide what kind of board? I've seen some of the videos, the buttons are colorful. Other ones, they appear to be all one color. Can you talk a little bit about the process of how it exactly works?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started out, I was just looking for something that Stella could push that would say a word that would fit her paw size. And I happened upon these simple recordable buttons. I found them on Amazon. They were really cheap and really easy to use. You just record whatever word you want into the button. And so then whenever you push it, it has voice output for that word. And so I started off with putting them in different locations in our house. I had like outside by the door, play by her toys, water by her water bowl. And then as she kept developing and using new words, I moved to putting them all together on one board for her. So it would be, you know, more consistent locations and just easier for her to use with all of them in the same spot. So now there's a lot of different buttons that people can purchase. They all pretty much do the same thing. It's just a recordable button. You can pick what words to use, but I have a lot of tips in my book with how to know which words to start with, how to set it up, and how to make the words have meaning for your dog and teach how they work.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. We're speaking with Christina Hunger, who is a speech language pathologist and the author of the new book, How Stella Learned to Talk. We need to take a break here. We're going to continue this conversation through the rest of the show. We would love to hear from you about you and your dogs and the way you communicate. 800-222-9455 is our number. 800-222-9455. More to come after a short break. We're continuing with Christina Hunger. How Stella Learned to Talk is the book. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Aurora-based speech language pathologist Christina Hunger. She's gained worldwide attention in recent years for teaching her dog Stella to communicate by pressing buttons on the floor. Stella is a mix, an Australian Shepherd and Catahoulin. I think I'm saying that right. Catahoula mix. We had a caller who asked about that specifically. And Christina Hunger is also the author of the recent book, How Stella Learned to Talk. Listeners, we'd love to hear about you and communicating with your dogs. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. So, Christina, can you talk about, was there a moment when you sort of realized that Stella's communication was, you know, going beyond connecting a single word with attention or a single word with, you know, going outside, but maybe was developing a little more complexity than that?
Absolutely. There have been several instances over the past few years, but the first couple where I really realized that this was going somewhere bigger than what I ever set out to do were pretty early on. So one of the first words that I taught Stella was water, and I solely had the intention of it would be great if Stella could let me know when her water bowl's empty. You know, she can say water, that way I can hear it. If I'm somewhere else in the house, you know, she'll be able to say water and I'll know that her water bowl's empty. Well, about a month into her using the word water to talk about her water bowl and request more water if it was empty, I was watering my plants and Stella would kind of follow along every time that I watered my plants and just watch me. But this time when I started watering my plants, she sniffed the watering can and she ran down the hall into another room to say water and then came back and just stood right by me carrying on with what we were doing. So that was the first time where it was like, wait, she's using a word not to request something from me. She's just pointing out what's happening in her environment. Like she didn't have to say that, you know, by any means. It was just labeling and talking about what was going on that she noticed.
That's fascinating. And I've also seen some of your videos where, you know, and we heard the clip in the previous segment, come outside. Can you talk about, you know, do you think there is a grammar going on here? You know, structuring, you know, maybe sentences is too big a word for it, but how do you view that?
Yeah, so that's the other stage that was really mind-blowing where I realized again, like this is going even further than what I thought. So initially I thought Stella would probably just use single words. I thought she would just say one word at a time, using a single button at a time. But the day that changed was when my husband and I took Stella to the beach and it was later than usual. We came back and she hadn't eaten dinner yet. And she walked straight through the door, said eat, and then walked across our apartment into another section and said no. So she combined eat and no together to let us know that she hadn't eaten dinner yet. And then from that moment and like from that day, she kept putting these words together in unique combinations that I hadn't ever modeled before, that I hadn't ever used before. So that was really this, you know, moment of, again, this is going further than where I thought it would ever lead. She's making her own phrases. She's putting words together to create short, simple sentences. And that's been really fun to see just how creative she can be with the combinations and also how consistent. So she'll kind of come up with her own way to say something and then stick to it every time that situation comes up.
Are there, can you talk as well about, so you're in your day job, I guess, if you will, you work with humans on the development of their language, children. Are there similarities between Stella's, you know, language development, if that's what it is, and human speech and how that develops?
Yes. And that's been the really exciting part for me, because I'm viewing Stella's word use, her vocabulary, her development through this lens of, you know, being an expert in language development and helping kids develop their language skills. So to be a speech therapist, we have to be really well versed in what's normal language development so that we know what's not normal and how to help. So that's what's been really fun, is seeing all of these extreme similarities of, you know, how Stella will generalize a word and then put it together with another word, and the level of independence she uses when she started combining words, and then the milestones that came next of what concepts she was learning and saying has been really, really similar to human language development.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with speech language pathologist Christina Hunger. She's based in Aurora and has gotten attention, national attention, worldwide attention, really, for teaching her dog Stella to communicate by pressing buttons on the floor. Her book is How Stella Learned to Talk. We'd love to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455. So Stella is 3 years old now, if I'm correct about that. How extensive is her vocabulary? Do you think it can continue to grow? Is there an upper limit?
Yeah, so Stella is using 48 different words now. She combines up to 5 words together to create these phrases and short, simple sentences. She uses her words to request things, to label what's going on, to call out our names, to express her feelings, to ask simple questions, to answer simple questions, to ask for help, to say when she likes something or when she doesn't. So she uses words for all kinds of different functions of communication. And something that, you know, I think about when I think of her potential is the fact that there has been research showing that dogs can learn to understand over 1,000 different words. And I think about humans' language skills, and normally our receptive language, which is our understanding of words, and our expressive language, what we're able to say, those levels are pretty similar normally. So it just makes me wonder if dogs are able to understand hundreds or even upwards of 1,000 words with the right technology and the right, you know, type of device to allow them to say so many words. I wonder if they would be able to. I think it's something that, you know, the more and more people are teaching their dogs, and there's more and more research going into this, that we'll just keep learning more together.
I know we're in the midst of a pandemic, and so maybe bringing other people into the home is not something that's happened a lot, but I wonder how closely tied, do you have a sense of how closely tied Stella's use of words through these communication devices is to you and your spouse? I mean, if somebody is dog sitting, is she still communicating, you know, food, no, to indicate hunger?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was early on a big marker for me that this was true independent communication, because it wasn't just with me and my husband. It was with dog sitters. It was with family members. It was when we traveled and set up her buttons in a new location. It was people coming over to our house. It's when we're not in the room and when we're in the room. So the fact that she was able to generalize this skill to so many different contexts and with so many different people is this huge sign that this is true independent communication. And that's something I talk a lot about in my book, just little by little, seeing those glimpses and seeing each milestone happen and this overall significance of all of it put together. So it's really fun when friends do come over, family members, they love, you know, hearing what Stella has to say, or what, if she's staying with a dog sitter, they always get such a kick out of, you know, I always say she'll be pretty easy to take care of because she'll let you know exactly what she needs or what she's thinking. So it's really great that she's able to fully express herself no matter who she's with.
We asked our texting group members yesterday if they wanted to know what their dog is thinking and communicate with their dog. Franny wrote back to say, "That's incredible. Yes, I would love to know what my dog is thinking." Julia in San Diego, California says, "Yes, oh my goodness, I've wanted this for so long. As a childless woman, I'd love to hear my dog say, 'Mommy, I love you.'" Christina, for people with dogs at home who may be listening to our conversation right now, are interested in trying to teach their dog to communicate using these buttons as you have, what is the first step? How do you begin?
Yeah, the very first step is just to notice how your dog is already communicating. If you're going to teach the next level of communication, which is words, you have to know how your dog is already communicating to you and respond to their communication, to acknowledge all forms of their communication. And then the next step is to narrate your dog's actions with short, simple phrases, just like you would talk to a toddler or a small child learning words. So narrate what's happening, use single words, short phrases, just talk to your dog. The more you talk to your dog and say words in the right context, the more they'll associate those meanings with what's happening around them. And then from there, you can program some recordable buttons with the words that you use most often. And when you're talking to your dog, actually use your dog's buttons to talk as well. So you're showing your dog how they can say that word if they want to. As you're verbally saying it, say it with their button as well, so they can learn that it's the same word and that's how they can say it.
You know, I'm reminded of that old phrase, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Do you have any sense of whether this is best with younger dogs, or is this something that older dogs can learn to communicate this way as well?
Actually, we've seen a lot of success with older dogs as well. So it took Stella a while before she started using words because she was really young. She was 8 weeks old and she had to go through a stage of hearing words and understanding what their meanings were before being able to say them, just like, you know, all babies and toddlers do. They have to learn language, understand language before they're able to use it themselves. But something that's been interesting is a lot of people who have tried with their older dogs, the dogs are able to catch on a bit quicker because, if you can imagine, they've been hearing and understanding these words for years already, and now they're just given a way that they can say it too. So those connections can actually build faster with knowing what the word means. And then it's just showing them how they can use it too.
We've got just about a minute or two remaining in our conversation. In the time we have left, I also want to ask about you work with humans as a speech pathologist. I don't know if you've continued working during the pandemic, seeing clients virtually. We've heard a lot about children especially who have developmental delays or disabilities, really having a hard time adapting to this virtual environment. What has that been like for you?
So I actually took some time off from working with humans while I was writing my book, which was pretty much the height of the pandemic. It wasn't planned that way, but that's just how it worked out for writing my book. So I wasn't able to firsthand experience that, but you know, just by talking with my colleagues and friends in the field, I know it's been just incredibly difficult for everyone to adjust, especially kids who are needing therapy services. It's very difficult to accomplish all of that virtually. Something that as strong as socially as communication is, it's such a, you know, you're teaching communication and connecting with people, and that can be really hard to do over virtual therapy sessions.
Christina Hunger is the author of the book, How Stella Learned to Talk. It's available now. She's also a speech language pathologist. Christina, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, And listeners, that is all the time we have for our show today and this week. Before we go, I do want to urge you to sign up for our texting group. You can join by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. 217-803-0730. Just send the word TALK. You can also find information about that, as well as our Twitter and Facebook page, every other way to connect with us. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for one of our podcasts. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Scullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our regular theme music. Thank you to George Clinton for our exit music today. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk to you again next week. Why must I feel like that? Why must I change the cat? Number dog in me.